on the KSRO live line with us. She is the grand poobah of ABC Radio. Sherry Preston is here. Good morning, Sherry.
Wow, I love it.
I think it's appropriate. You're the anchor. Yeah. You're the star. And today you're here to talk about Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. And I have to say, one of the quotes from Mark Zuckerberg after his apology yesterday, he said, quote, "I'm sure someone's trying to meddle in the midterms," unquote. Sherry, I am not pacified by this discussion.
Yeah, I got to agree with you, Pat. There was a lot of things about his statement that troubled me as well. One of them was, we're not sure how many other Cambridge Analyticas are out there. That's a full admission right there that they don't know how many other of these third-party apps are collecting information. You know, they said they stopped this a couple of years ago, and there are ways you can turn this off, if you don't want your sign on your apps using your Facebook page. But the bottom line is that this was going on and has been going on, and Mark Zuckerberg saying that, you know what, for him to admit that maybe it is time to regulate us a little bit more. That's a pretty stunning thing, a company saying we want to be regulated, because I don't even think he and the top of brass at Facebook knew, you know, how big a deal this is. I mean, I don't think they expected their company to grow as fast as it did. It is a behemoth, 2 billion users. And another thing that I found pretty interesting is that he was saying, we knew that our users on Facebook would want the portability to be able to take these experiences with them when they go. What we weren't maybe quite so sure about was how important privacy is to those people. Well, guess what? It is important to all of us.
Yeah, this is a rather large company, as you just mentioned. It's like Toyota having a major recall and being silent for 3 days. What took him so long to say, I'm sorry?
Well, I mean, I think that especially since they were sitting around Facebook, according to people in the know, late last week, trying to figure out when all this Cambridge Analytica stuff came to light, it was sort of like, how are we going to respond to this? And it wasn't until the outcry became huge and their stock lost millions that he finally came out and he spoke. And now he is also saying that he would be willing to maybe go before Congress and maybe testify and talk about some of this stuff. He says that other Facebook employees have gone before Congress, but, you know, they weren't just sure if he was the right one. Well, you know, members of Congress are saying, yeah, you're the right one. We want to talk to you this time.
And leave it to us in California, Sherry. The first lawsuit has been filed in the United States, that is, against Facebook. And no doubt it will become a class action suit with, maybe 50 million plaintiffs. I'm not sure.
Well, the key is we don't know who of us has had the information taken. I mean, because what happened is when the app developer, it was basically like a personality quiz.
Yeah.
They sold the information to Cambridge. But when that app developer went on and you said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and sign on using my Facebook, which a lot of us do, you know, instead of going on by email or any other way, you go, okay, I'm going to sign on using Facebook. When you do that, this company not only collected information on you, it collected information on your friends.
Wow.
And the people that you were linked with. And that's the key right there. You know, the talk has come up about, well, the Obama administration, weren't they doing the same thing when they were in their reelection effort? And the Obama folks say, yeah, what we were doing is we were telling people who were signing on to our app who went to us, who knew that they were Obama supporters. So we were asking them, could we do that? In this case, it was just sort of a personality quiz, and they used that information by Cambridge.
You know, in many respects, the online world's still like the wild, wild west. Facebook has almost become a utility, like almost like our everybody American's phone book. Do you think they're going to start being regulated like a utility?
And isn't it too late? Isn't the cat already out of the bag?
I mean, guys, think about it. I mean, what do you do when you wake up in the morning? You know, we check your notifications, see how many things you've gotten from various news organizations across the country, and then you look at your Facebook page. You see what people are doing, how they're doing it. It has become ingrained. It's a part of our lives. We don't want to give up that comfort and security of knowing what our friends are doing and what our family is doing. And I love it. I mean, I love going on there and seeing what my sisters are doing all across the country. I think it's phenomenal. But people are just questioning now, going, how, at what cost is all of this coming? Because there are, you know, serious questions out there about how much I want to give away when I go on this platform.
Well, Sherry, I know you won't be offended when I don't instant message you for a few days while we try to figure all this out, okay?
Well, that's a call, too, to delete Facebook. I mean, do you do that? Do you go that far? I don't know. I'm not ready to do it yet.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine.
Maybe getting there.
Well, Sherry, thanks so much for checking in. Look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. That is Sherry Preston from ABC News talking about Zuckerberg's apology. Was it enough? A lot of people do not think so.